弟兄姐妹
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我们唱诗之前提醒我们一件事情。
Before our brother led us in singing, he reminded us of one thing.
他叫我们检查一下我们的手，我们的手机的状态。
And he asked us to reminded us to check the condition or the state of our cell phones.
所以我想这也提醒我们，我们每一次来到主的面前的时候，也要检查一下我们在主面前的状态。
And so this also reminds us that every time we come before the Lord, we are also to check our own conditions.
弟兄说我们的手机呢，你可以把它关掉，也可以把它放在静音，或者呢，弟兄也提到可以放在飞行的模式。
Our brother reminded us that we could turn our cell phones off, we could put it on silent or on airplane mode.
我最喜欢就把它放到飞行模式。
I like it most on airplane mode.
所以今天一起来到主的面前的时候，我们要准备的时候，我们也求主把我们的状态是放在飞行的模式。
And so as we prepare ourselves, I do hope that we could put all of our heart conditions in airplane mode.
下面我们要先来读几处圣经。
We're going to read several passages of scripture.
我们第一处是我们大家非常熟悉的，在腓立比书第二章当中。
The first passage we're all very familiar. It's in the book of Philippians.
我们要读腓立比书第二章第五节到第十一节。
We're going to read Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11.
我想盼望着大家可以跟我一起读，如果你可以背的话，我们就可以一起来背。
I hope you can read it together with me, and if you have it memorized, do memorize it together with me.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第十一节。
Philippians 2:5-11.
好，我们开始。
Together.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样子。既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，应耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。好，下面我们要翻到路加福音第十章。
Next, let's turn to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10.
我们要读路加福音第十章38节到第42节。
Luke chapter 10 verses 38 to 42。
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大侍候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经拣选了那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
下面我们要翻到约翰福音第十一章。
Next, let's turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 11.
我们就看一节约翰福音十一章三十二节。
Let's look at just one verse, chapter 11, verse 32.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就俯伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。”
Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
下面我们要翻到马太福音二十六章。
Next, let's turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章，我们要一起来看第六节到第十三节。
Matthew 26, let's look at verses 6 through 13.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱周济穷人。”耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么为难这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。她将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。”
Now when Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this, and said, "Why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her." Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，你还给我们这个时日，这段时间，我们一起能够来坐在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you because you have given us this time and this day that we can sit at your feet.
我们来承认，主啊，我们是何等的软弱，主啊，我们实在是没有办法更多的能够来明白我们的主。
Lord, we do acknowledge that we are weak, and it is difficult for us to come to know our Lord.
但是我们感谢你，因为是你的爱，因为你的信实，今天你就要来这里，能够来帮助我们众人。
But Lord, we thank you because it is your love and your faithfulness you allow us and you help us to come and gather here.
所以我们为这我们做出口的我们翻译的我们听的我们都仰望在恩主的手中。
So Lord, for the one who speaks, who translates, and all of us who are hearing, we place ourselves into your hand.
我们求你圣灵实在能够帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come and help us.
让这些话语不是在我们的头脑当中。
So that these words would not merely remain in our head.
愿这些话语能够来进到我们的心里。
May these words enter into our hearts.
我们感谢主的怜悯，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们一开始念的腓立比书当中的几节圣经，我想大家都非常的熟悉，也非常的喜欢。
I do believe that the verses we just read in Philippians, we're all familiar with it and we like it.
那我想我们很多弟兄姐妹都能够把它背下来。
And I do believe many of us were able to memorize it.
如果还没有背下来的话，我鼓励大家就把它背下来。
And if you have not yet memorized it, I encourage you to memorize it.
腓立比书第二章也是我最早能背下来的一章圣经。
Philippians chapter 2 is also one of the books or chapters that I was able to memorize the earliest.
我们知道腓立比书是保罗跟提摩太写给腓立比教会的圣徒的一封信。
We know that the book of Philippians is written by Timothy and Paul to the saints in Philippi.
如果我们知道一下当时的历史的时候，我们知道腓立比教会在保罗的心目当中，它是有一个特殊的一个地位。
We do know that for the Philippians, they had a very special place in Paul's heart.
保罗对腓立比教会，他心中有一个非常特殊的一个感情。
He had a very special feeling or emotion towards the church in Philippi.
当我们来读使徒行传的时候，我们知道保罗他在第二次旅行传道的时候，
We know that Paul during his second missionary journey,
圣灵有一个特别的引导，把保罗从当时的亚细亚带到了欧洲。
We know that the Holy Spirit brought Paul from Asia Minor into Europe.
我们知道这个就是马其顿的异象。
And we know that this was the vision given to him at Macedonia.
圣灵把保罗带到欧洲的时候，腓立比就是保罗传给那个欧洲那个头一个城的地方。
And so Philippi was the very first place in Macedonia that the Holy Spirit brought Paul to go and share the gospel.
神在那里借着保罗的福音传了给那边的福音，得着了一些门徒在那里。
And so there the Lord in sharing the gospel through Paul gained some of the saints.
包括一个叫吕底亚的妇女和她的家人，
including Lydia and her family.
也包括一个狱卒跟他的全家。
And also another person and his whole family.
这就是腓立比教会的开始。
This was the beginning of the church in Philippi.
所以保罗在腓立比书当中提到，那里的弟兄姐妹从头一天直到如今，他们都同心合一的兴旺福音。
And so that is why Paul says that from the very first day until now, that you have remained faithful and diligent.
而且他们也供给保罗在服事上的需要。
And they also supplied Paul's many needs in service.
所以保罗与腓立比那里的弟兄姐妹，他们有非常亲密的关系。
And so Paul had a very intimate relationship with the saints in Philippi.
腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹向着保罗也一样的非常的亲密。
And also the saints in Philippi also were very near and dear in Paul's heart.
所以当我们来读腓立比书的时候，我们实在觉得这相当于是一封家信。
And so when you read the book of Philippians, it feels like a family letter.
但在这封家信里面充满了欢喜快乐，充满了亲密相爱的感觉。
And so this letter is filled with feelings and emotions of joy and of love.
当保罗在腓立比书中提到那里的弟兄姐妹的时候
，And so when Paul he's mentioning the saints in Philippi，
我们感到保罗提到他们的时候，他的心中就充满了温暖。
We read from Paul's words that his heart is filled with warmth。
我想当腓立比那里的弟兄姐妹读到保罗写给他们信的时候，心里也一样的充满了这样的温暖。
And I do believe that when the Philippians read these words of Paul, that their hearts were also filled with warmth。
这个温暖就是神的儿女在神家中的感觉。
And this warmth is the feeling of saints in God's household.
上个主日在中午吃饭之后
，So last Sunday after having lunch，
有一个年长的姊妹就过来跟我说
，An elderly sister came to me and said，
她说好像好久没有看到我了
，It as if she hadn't seen me in a very long time。
其实我每个主日都在这里。
But actually, I've been here every Sunday.
但因为这个年长的姊妹就是这样很简单的跟我说了这一两句话
But because this elderly sister said to me these very simple few words
我就觉得心里面非常的温暖
I felt great warmth in my heart
弟兄姐妹之间一个简单的问候就能够来带来温暖的感觉
A very simple greeting from our brothers and sisters bring warmth to our hearts
圣经就是神写给我们的信
The Bible is God's letter written to us
是神写给神家里人的家书。
This is a family letter that God has written to His people in His house.
当我们来读的时候，心中应该是有温暖的感觉。
So when we read it, we need to have the sense of warmth in our hearts.
所以，特别是当我们每个礼拜五晚上在神的家中跟神的儿女一同来读神写给我们的信的时候
So every Friday when we gather together and together we read God's words and these are the letters that he has written to us
应该是一段非常温馨的时间
This needs to be a time of great remembrance and warmth
所以愿我们每个人都能够来渴慕来享受每个礼拜五晚上的这段时间
So I hope that we all look forward and enjoy the time that we gather every Friday nights
但我们也知道当保罗在写这一封腓立比书信的时候
And of course we also know that when Paul was writing the letter to the Philippians
他是因着福音的缘故是被囚禁在监牢当中的
He was at that time put in prison because of the sake of the gospel
所以腓立比书是保罗在受捆绑的环境中所写的一封书信
So this letter to the Philippians was written while he was in chains in prison
但这一封书信却是充满了喜乐的书信
However, this letter is filled with great joy
而且当时不仅保罗是在被捆锁的环境的当中
And not only was Paul in chains at that time
腓立比那边的弟兄姐妹也同样在各样的患难困难的当中
The saints at Philippi were also in various difficulties and tribulations
不仅在外面在里面也一样面临着很多的需要和难处
Not only was it outwardly but inwardly they had a lot of difficulties as well
就像我们今天我们一样面临着这一些的事情
Just like us today we are facing many various issues
我们当中也一样面临着很多的难处也在很多的捆绑的当中
We also face many difficulties as well as many bondages
无论是我们在身体上的我们在生活上的我们在工作上的
whether it's in our physical health whether in our circumstances or at work
也无论在我们的夫妻关系我们的家庭当中我们儿女的身上
whether it's in our marital relationships within our families and also in our children
也包括我们在服事上面
including in our various services
我们大人有我们大人的难处
For us adults, we have our adult problems.
我们的孩子们也有孩子们的难处。
For our children, they have their problems.
最近几个主日，弟兄们都提到我们要为我们的下一代来祷告。
In these past many Sundays, our brothers have been reminding us that we need to pray for our younger generation.
上个主日高中生们是跟我们大人一起参加的主日的聚会。
Last Sunday, our high schoolers, they attended the message meeting together with us.
聚会结束以后，我有机会跟一个高中生，我就问问他。
And so when the meeting concluded, I had an opportunity to ask a high schooler.
我就想问他是不是听懂什么。
I wanted to ask him, what did he understand from the message?
让我感到他至少听懂了一点。
And I felt that he understood at least one point.
他说他们年轻人的难处或者问题其实是我们大人的问题。
He said, actually, our problems as young people is actually the problem of the adults.
因为弟兄的信息中特别提到只有整个教会的复兴才能带进下一代的复兴。
Because our brother in his message said that when there is revival of the entire church, can it bring in the revival of the young ones?
当我们在难处面临着这一些的需要困难的时候，我们会有怎么样子的反应呢
？So when we face all of these difficulties as well as needs, what is our response?
我们人自然的反应就会觉得失望，我们就开始来埋怨抱怨。
Our natural response is that immediately we feel disappointed, and then we complain.
我们也会落在一种忧愁或者害怕的里面。
And then we fall into despair or fear.
我们也会软弱或者是退后。
We may feel weak or we may shrink back.
有的时候甚至一件非常小的一件事情往往也会叫我们失去里面的平安跟喜乐。
Sometimes even a very small thing will cause us to lose joy and lose our inner peace.
其实当我们来读腓立比书的时候
However, when we read the book of Philippians,
如果我们不仔细读的时候我们好像看不出那个教会有什么难处。
If you don't read it carefully, it's as if you don't see that there's any problems of the church there.
好像有的弟兄读出来了以后呢，也觉得这只不过是一个非常小的一个难处。
And then if you do find it, then you feel that perhaps it's a very small problem.
但可能就是这么一点点的小的难处，也会叫我们失去里面的平安跟喜乐，而充满忧愁。
However, even a very small problem can cause us to lose joy, lose peace, and cause us to feel great despair and sorrow.
这个就是保罗为什么要写信给腓立比。那列弟兄姐妹的书信的原因。
This is the reason why Paul wanted to write this letter to the saints in Philippians.
在这一封不是很长的书信的当中，保罗很多次的提到了喜乐这个字。
In this very short letter, Paul he often writes this word joy or rejoice.
从中我们不仅能够感觉到保罗他自己是一个被喜乐所充满的人。
So that we feel that Paul he himself is one who is filled with great joy.
而且他急切地要把这样一个喜乐能够分享给能够来传递给腓立比的弟兄姐妹。
And he really wants to impart this joy to the saints in Philippi.
很多时候我们以为说应该是在自由的腓立比的弟兄姐妹写信给被囚的保罗来叫他喜乐。
Oftentimes we think perhaps it's the Philippians who have freedom. They ought to write about joy to Paul who is in chains.
来安慰保罗叫保罗在被囚的光景中不要失去喜乐。
To comfort Paul so that while he is in prison, he would not lose joy.
但我们却看到是被囚的保罗他在监牢当中给腓立比的圣徒说你们要喜乐。
However, it is Paul who is in chains. He is the one who is writing this letter to the Philippians that they should not lose joy.
保罗在困境的当中，但是他能够来胜过这一些的困难。
Paul is in difficulty, however, he is able to overcome these problems.
我们看保罗是处在各种各样的难处、各种各样的困境当中。
Paul was living in various difficulties and problems.
不管从外面的或者是其他的地方，好像看不出有什么可以喜乐的事情。
Perhaps outwardly or various perspective, however you look at it, there's nothing much that he could rejoice in.
但他里面却充满了这样喜乐。
However, from within, he was filled with joy.
那么他的秘诀是什么呢
？So what is his secret?
在我们开始念的腓立比书第二章第五节就是一个秘诀，就是一个答案。
So in chapter 2, starting from verse 5, we find this is the answer. This is the secret.
这个秘诀就是以基督的心为心。
In verse 5, the secret is that we are to have the mind of Christ.
这个就是我们能够喜乐的秘诀。
This is a secret for us to have joy.
这个就是我们能胜过一切环境的方法。
This is the way we can overcome all our circumstances.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
We are to have the mind of Christ Jesus.
就像英文说的，这个心这个字其实是心思意念。
In Chinese it is heart, but in English it is to have the mind, the attitude of Christ.
就是说我们要以基督耶稣的心思意念为我们的心思意念。
We need to have the mind of our Lord Jesus as our own mind.
以基督耶稣的心思意念为我们的心思意念，就是也说到 基督耶稣的心思意念成为了我们的心思意念。
To have the mind of Christ means that we are to take His very mind and make it our own mind.
或者说，基督耶稣的心思意念充满了我的心思意念。
Or in another words, that His mind is to fill all of my mind.
当我的心思意念当中充满了耶稣基督的心思意念的时候，我的喜乐就会满足。
When my mind is filled up with His mind, then His joy, then my heart will be filled with joy and contentment.
而当我的心思意念当中没有被耶稣基督的心思意念所充满，而是被其他的心思意念所充满的时候，我们就会失去喜乐，我们就会变得忧愁。
When our mind is not filled with the mind of Christ, then our hearts will be filled with despair and with depression and with sorrow.
即使我们的心思意念当中充满了我们大家都觉得非常好的事物。
Even when our own minds are filled with things which other people may regard as very good.
就像充满了我们寻求的智慧或者知识。
Or, for example, things that are, like wisdom or knowledge.
但是圣经在传道书当中他特别提到一句话。
However, in Ecclesiastes, in the Bible, it reminds us through this verse.
他说有智慧就多有忧烦，加增知识的就加增忧伤。
In much wisdom, there is much grief, and increasing knowledge results in increasing pain.
这些世人眼中，我们世人眼中觉得这是非常好的东西，但其实不仅不能叫我们喜乐，反而会叫我们忧愁。
And so even, for the people of this world, they think that what you're increasing in wisdom and knowledge is good. However, we know in reality, it causes us much grief.
我们能够来胜过我们的环境或者难处，我们在环境跟难处当中还是可以站住并且喜乐的话。
For us to have joy, to have contentment, and be able to stand firm in the midst of our circumstances,
只有当我们以基督耶稣的心为心
is only when you have the mind of Christ as your mind.
只有当我们的心思意念是被基督耶稣的心思意念所充满
when your mind is filled with the mind of our Christ Jesus.
那么什么是基督耶稣的心，或者是什么是基督耶稣的心思意念呢？
So what exactly is the mind of Christ?
在基督耶稣的心思意念里面，到底他想的是什么呢？
What is filling the mind of Christ?
圣经中第一次提到主耶稣的心思意念，是记载在路加福音当中。
The first time when we see his mind, it was recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
其实我们都很熟悉，当主耶稣他十二岁的那年。
Actually, we're all familiar with the story when Jesus was age 12.
他地上的父母带他去耶路撒冷过节。
His parents took him to Jerusalem so that they could celebrate the feast.
当他们守满了节期回去的时候，他们走了一天的路程。
And so when the days of the feast were over, they had already traveled one full day back home.
他们发现耶稣没有跟他们一起回家，所以他们又重新回到耶路撒冷去寻找耶稣。
And then they realized that that Jesus was not with them, so they went back to Jerusalem to look for him.
最后他们是在圣殿当中找到了耶稣。
And lastly, they found him finally at the temple.
那时候耶稣就说了一句话。
And there Jesus said this phrase.
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Do you not know that I must be about my father's business?
那时候主耶稣的心思意念就与众人不一样。
And so we find that at that time, his mind was filled, with things that's different from the rest of us.
我们看到主耶稣的心里面充满了神的事。
In his heart was filled with the Father's business.
我们开始看到腓立比书第二章五到十一节的时候。
And so when we look at Philippians 2, 5 to 11,
我们就更清楚地能够来明白什么叫做基督耶稣的心。
We see even more clearly what is in his heart, in his mind.
我们就能够更多地明白基督耶稣的心思意念里面是被什么所充满的。
We can, be more clear as to what is filling his heart and mind.
从这几节圣经当中，我们清楚地能够看到耶稣基督的心思意念当中充满了两件事。
And so from these verses, we see very clearly that there are two things which fill his mind.
神的旨意和神的工作。
God's will and God's work.
第一，基督耶稣的心思意念里面充满了神的旨意。
Firstly, Christ's mind is filled with God's will.
我们知道神的旨意不是关乎到什么事，也不是关乎到一些意愿或者想法。
We know that God's will is not just regarding certain matters or a certain perspective.
神的旨意是关乎到一个人。
However, God's will is in regards to one person.
是关乎到神要得着一个人。
Is that God wants to gain one person?
这个人就是我们的主耶稣。
And this person is our Lord Jesus.
所以在第六节一开始就说到他本有神的形象。
And so at the beginning of verse 6, it says that he existed in the form of God.
我们的主本来就有神的形象，
our,
他就是神。
Our Lord, previously, He is God. He had the form of God.
所以他里面所充满的就是神的形象和神的荣耀。
So He was filled with the likeness, the image and glory of God.
而且神的旨意是要把所有的一切都在基督里同归于一。
And God's will is so that all things can be summed up in Christ.
这个就是第十节、十一节所说到的。
This is what verses 10 and 11 are speaking of.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
神的旨意是要主耶稣基督成为一切的一切。
God's will is that our Lord Jesus will be all in all.
让我们都能够借着主耶稣基督来荣耀神。
So that we, through our Lord Jesus, we can all give glory to God.
第二，基督耶稣的心思意念也充满了神的工作。
Secondly, the mind of our Christ Jesus is filled with God's work.
当我们人犯罪背叛了神，我们就失去了神的形象。
After we sinned and rebelled against God, we've lost His image.
我们的人就无法像神的儿子一样来荣耀神。
It is impossible for us to be like the Son of God to give glory to God.
所以神为着他的旨意就来做神的工作。
And so he came according to God's will to do God's work.
他就来做救赎跟挽回的工作。
He came to do the work of redemption and salvation.
所以神的工作不仅仅是救我们来脱离死亡。
So God's work or his work is not merely for us to be saved from death.
他是要把我们能够来迁入到爱子的国度里面。
But he wants to bring us into the kingdom of his son.
来恢复我们来像他的儿子一样来荣耀神。
To recover how we are to be like His Son and that we are to give glory to Him.
所以我们主的心思意念里面充满了神的救赎的工作，神恢复的工作。
So our Lord's mind is filled with God's work in redemption and in salvation.
所以他就能来成就神的工作。
So that is why He was able to accomplish God's work.
所以圣经这里说到，他本有神的形象，但不以与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And that is why the scriptures tells us that although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, he found himself in appearance as a man, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以主耶稣的心思意念是被神的工作所充满。
And so our Lord Jesus, his mind was filled with the work of God.
所以他就能存心顺服，忍受十字架的苦难。
So he was able to be obedient even to death on a cross.
是为了完成神的工作，成就神的旨意。
In order to accomplish God's work and to accomplish God's will.
所以当我们来思想基督耶稣的心的时候，
So when we think about God's or our Lord Jesus' mind,
我们就看到他的心思意念里面完全就是神的旨意和神的工作。
We see that it is completely filled with God's will and God's work.
而如果我们是也是以基督耶稣的心为心的时候，
And so if we are also to be filled with the mind of our Lord Jesus,
当我们的心思意念里面也充满了神的旨意跟神的工作的时候，
And when our mind is filled with God's will and God's work,
我们就能够来面对各有各种各样的难处跟困境。
We will be able to face various difficulties and challenges.
里面仍然能够充满着喜乐，仍然能够来站立得稳。
And at the same time stand firm and be filled with joy.
而当我们的里面不是以基督耶稣的心为心的时候，
However, when in our minds we are not filled with the mind of Christ,
我们不仅会失去喜乐，落在忧愁的当中。
Not only will we lose joy and be filled with great grief and despair,
而且我们会反过来来阻挠神的旨意跟神的工作。
And at the same time, conversely, we could hinder God's work.
当我们的心不是以神的 神的事为念的时候，我们就会以地上的事为念。
When we are not mindful of the things of God, we are then being mindful of the things of earth.
我们就会以自己的羞辱为虚浮的荣耀。
And then we consider our shame something to boast about.
落在沉沦的里面，反而成为了神旨意和工作的仇敌。
And then we become the enemy of God's work, and we have fallen away.
所以神要呼召我们以基督耶稣的心为心。
That is why God calls us to have the mind of Christ.
让神的旨意和工作充满在我们的心思意念里面。
So that God's will and God's work can fill our minds.
使我们每一个蒙了神恩典的人能够来成就神的旨意，能够来完成神的工作。
So that all of us who have been saved by grace can now accomplish His will and work.
所以为了这样一个神的呼召，我们就要来一同能够来学习怎么样子如何让我们的心思意念里面更多的被基督耶稣的心思意念所充满。
So now that we have this calling, let us ask, how are we to be filled with the mind of Christ?
下面我们就要从圣经新约圣经当中一个大家都非常熟悉的人物玛利亚身上来，从她的经历当中我们来一同学习。
Next, we want to learn from an illustration of a very familiar character, Mary, in the New Testament.
我们要从她的身上的一些经历来学习当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let's learn from Mary how she was able to have the mind of Christ as her own mind.
新约圣经当中有不少叫玛利亚的妇女。
There are several Marys in the New Testament.
除了我们下面要来看的伯大拿的玛利亚之外，
Apart from this Mary who lived in Bethany,
我们比较熟悉的还有拿撒勒的玛利亚，她就是主耶稣的母亲。
And we are also familiar with Mary of Nazareth, that is the mother of our Lord Jesus.
有摩大拉的玛利亚，她是圣经中所记载第一个看见复活主的人。
And there is Mary of Magdalene, she's the first person who saw the resurrected Lord.
还有耶路撒冷的玛利亚，她就是写马可福音的马可的母亲。
And also there's Mary of Jerusalem, she is the mother of Mark, who wrote the gospel according to Mark.
还有几位叫玛利亚的，我们可能不是非常的熟悉。
And there's perhaps some other Marys that we're not as familiar with.
总之圣经当中记载了不少叫玛利亚的姊妹。
And so we do know that the Bible records several sisters all named Mary.
这让我们看到在教会当中可能没有很多的彼得、保罗或者约翰。
And so it is possible that in the church there are not too many Peter, Pauls and Johns.
但确实需要许多的玛利亚在各个方面来服侍我们的主。
And yet we need many Marys, those who can serve our Lord.
下面我们要来看到玛利亚是住在耶路撒冷城外伯大尼的。
And so now we're going to take a look at Mary, who lived outside of Jerusalem in the town of Bethany.
她有一个姐姐叫马大。
She had an older sister named Martha.
她有一个兄弟叫拉撒路。
She had a brother named Lazarus.
虽然这个玛利亚好像非常的有名。
And it's as if this Mary is quite famous.
但其实她的经历在圣经当中记载的并不是非常的多。
However, the experiences of this Mary, there are not too many recorded in the Bible.
就记录了她三段的经历。
There's only three particular experiences.
而且这个玛利亚好像也不像她姐姐马大那样爱说话。
And she's not quite like her sister Martha, who likes to speak.
他只有一句话是被记载在圣经里。
There's only one phrase that she said that is recorded in the Bible.
等会我们会来看他说的一句话。
And later we'll take a look at what is it that she said.
但我们知道他在主耶稣身上所做所行的，实在能够来摸到主的心。
However, the things that she did really touched the heart of our Lord.
他所做的所行的能够被主耶稣能够来赞许。
The things that she did allowed our Lord to praise her.
所以我们可以说他是一个以基督耶稣的心为心的人。
So we can say that she is a person who was mindful, had the mind of Christ.
所以下面我们就要从她的身上的经历来帮助我们学习怎么样以基督耶稣的心为心。
And so from her, we want to use her as an illustration to help us to learn how to have the mind of Christ.
圣经中第一次提到玛利亚是记载在路加福音第十章当中。
The first time we read of this Mary, it is in Luke chapter 10.
有一天主耶稣跟他的门徒走路的时候进了一个村庄。
One day when our Lord was walking with his disciples, they entered into a village.
我们知道有一位姊妹就是马大，她爱我们的主，就接耶稣呢到她家里来。
There is a sister named Martha. She loved the Lord, so she welcomed them into her home.
这位马大姊妹非常的爱主，她来为了来讨主的欢喜，她就殷勤的来侍奉主，来服侍主。
Our sister Martha, because of her great love for the Lord, she was very diligent. She really wanted to serve our Lord.
当她服侍 的事多了以后呢，她心里呢就觉得忙乱。
But when she was busy in her service, her heart became distracted.
当我们人心里觉得忙乱的时候呢，很自然啊，我们就开始呢，要开始怪罪别人。
When our hearts become distracted, it is very easy for us to point our fingers at other people.
我想这个是时常发生在我们很多人家里的故事。
This is perhaps something that happens in many of our homes.
总觉得我做的太多了。
We all think we do so much.
那一位呢，可能做了不够多，但至少呢，没有我做的多。
That other person perhaps doesn't do quite as much, and at least not as much as me.
所以当马大心里面有这样一个感觉的时候，她心里面呢就觉得忙乱。
And so when Mary had this thought, she became distracted.
她就到主耶稣面前来对主说。
And so she came before our Lord and said to him.
她说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
She said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Tell her to help me.
一方面我们看到这个好像是马大的一个抱怨。
On one hand, it seems as if Martha here is complaining.
但这里我们可以从马大身上有一个学习。
But here, there is something we can learn from Martha.
虽然马大她心里忙乱，但她没有去找她妹妹玛利亚去讲理。
Even though Martha is distracted, she didn't go straight to her sister to complain to her sister.
而是把这个难处，她的这个难处带到主的面前。
She took her problem to the Lord.
但其实是马大向着主的一个祈求，或者是一个祷告。
Yes, it is a prayer or perhaps a request of the Lord.
我们的主是信实的主。
Our Lord is a faithful Lord.
他是听人祷告的神。
He hears prayers.
所以他要我们常常祷告，不可灰心。
So he does want us to pray unceasingly.
甚至我们的祷告当中其实是一个抱怨。
So even when in our prayers we're complaining to him.
但主听了马大的这样一个祈求。
And so our Lord, he heard this request of Martha's.
他就来回答他的祷告。
And so he responded to her request.
他说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑愁烦，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
The Lord said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part which shall not be taken away from her.
虽然主的回答不是马大他自己想要听的。
Even though our Lord's response was not something that Martha wanted to hear.
我想马大最喜欢听的就是主耶稣来吩咐说，玛利亚说，你去帮你的姐姐。
What Martha wanted to hear was for the Lord to say, Mary, go, help your sister.
但主不是这样来回答马大的祷告。
But the Lord did not respond to Martha's prayer in such a way.
但主借着这个祷告启示了主的心意。
However, this prayer does reveal to us God's heart.
主的回答说，不可少的只有一件。
The Lord says, there is this one thing that is necessary.
虽然马大实在是为主做了很多的事情。
Yes, Martha indeed was doing much for the Lord.
但主说，不可少的只有一件。
However, he says, you cannot lack this one thing.
那到底这不可少的一件是哪一件呢？
So what is the one thing that is necessary?
其实这不可少的一件就是主。
And this one thing actually is our Lord.
而这个不可少的就是玛利亚她所拣选的。
And this one thing that is necessary is what Mary had chosen.
她已经拣选了那上好的福分，就是主耶稣。
She had chosen the better part, that is our Lord Jesus.
所以她选择在主耶稣的脚前坐着听他讲道。
So that is why Mary chose to sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus and to hear him speak.
主耶稣在这里不是说马大你做了太多了。
Here the Lord didn't say to Martha, you have done too much.
而是说他里面想的太多。
But that what she has been thinking about has been too much.
我们都知道主要叫我们应当殷勤做工，不可懒惰。
Yes, the Lord does want us to be diligent, not be lazy.
但我们的里面应该只有一件，就是主耶稣自己。
But there needs to be one thing within us, and that is our Lord himself.
不是让外面的来影响我们的里面的，而是让我们里面的能够来显在外面。
It's not to allow the outward to influence the inward, but to reveal that which is inward out.
我们可以在外面什么事情都不做，但是我们心里面仍旧觉得忙乱。
It is possible that outwardly we're not doing a single thing, but inwardly we're chaotic inside.
相反，如果我们的里面是拣选了那上好的福分，就是选择坐在主的脚前的时候。
Conversely, when inwardly you have chosen to sit before our Lord, and you have chosen the one necessary thing.
那么外面再多的事情也不会叫我们心里面觉得忙乱。
Then it doesn't matter how busy you are outwardly, it would not cause you to be distracted.
但如果 果我们没有选择那上好的福分，我们不是坐在主耶稣脚前的话。
However, if you have not chosen the better part, and you are not sitting before the feet of our Lord,
我们还是坐在其他的地方的时候
，and you are sitting elsewhere.
这无论外面有多少的事情，或者是事情多很少，我们的心里面就会觉得忙乱。
It doesn't matter how busy or not busy things are outwardly; inside, you will be very distracted.
所以主常常呼召我们，我们要从我们自己的地方起来。
And so the Lord often calls us that we are to rise up from our own places.
我们要从其他地方的起来，来选择坐在主耶稣的脚前。
We need to arise from our other places and come and sit at His feet.
所以主来叫坐在税关上的利未起来。
So that is why the Lord called for Levi.
叫坐在路边的瞎子起来。
And also the blind man who was sitting by the side of the road to rise up.
主叫坐在路子上的摊子起来。
And also the beggar who was sitting by the side of the road.
主叫坐在美门口的乞丐起来。
And also the lame person who was sitting at the gate called Beautiful to rise up.
主叫坐在大祭司院子里的彼得起来。
He also called for Peter who was sitting at the courtyard of the high priest to rise up.
主叫一切坐在黑暗中死荫里的人起来。
He's calling for all those who are sitting in death, in darkness to rise up.
因为主不愿意我们坐在其他的地方。
Because he does not want us to sit anywhere else.
因为主要我们坐在他的脚前。
He wants us to sit before his feet.
但有的时候我们也会从主的脚前离开。
Yes, there are times we leave, we depart from his feet.
我们的学业，我们的工作，会让我们从主的脚前离开。
Our studies and our work cause us to depart from sitting at his feet.
我们的婚姻，我们的配偶，会让我们从主的脚前离开。
Our marriages, our spouse could also cause us to depart from the feet of our Lord.
我们的家庭，我们的儿女，会让我们从主的脚前离开。
Our families, our children cause us to depart from the feet of our Lord.
所以主呼召我们，我们要从我们自己的地方起来，来选择坐在主的脚前。
And so the Lord is calling us to leave our own places to come and sit at his feet.
主也呼召我们能够来重新回到主的脚前，重新选择坐在主的脚前。
And he's calling us so that we can once again choose to sit at his feet.
来选择那上好的福分，这是一件不可少的。
So that we could choose the good part, this part that is absolutely necessary.
当我们像玛利亚一样来选择那上好的福分，来选择坐在主的脚前的时候
，When we are like Mary and we choose to sit at the feet of our Lord，
我们才有可能来明白基督耶稣的心。
Then we can come to understand His mind。
我们才有可能以基督耶稣的心为心。
Then we can have His mind as our mind。
如果我们不是选择坐在主的脚前，而是坐在其他地方的时候
，If we do not choose to sit before Him and we choose to sit elsewhere，
无论是我们生活上的，我们侍奉上的，都会让我们心中觉得忙。
All things in our life or in our service will cause us to feel greatly distracted.
就会让我们忘记了主，我们就不会以基督耶稣的心为心。
We will then forget our Lord, and then we will forget to have His mind, take His mind as ours.
我们来选择坐在主的脚前，是为了来听主的话。
We choose to sit at His feet so that we can hear His word.
是为了来明白神的旨意，为了让基督耶稣的心思意念充满。
So that we can come to understand His will, so that His mind can fill all of us.
就像玛利亚一样，她选择在主耶稣的脚前坐着听他的道。
Just like Mary, who had chosen to sit at His feet and to hear that which He had to say.
这是我们要来被基督耶稣的心充满的第一步。
This is the very first step of how we are to have His mind fill our mind.
我们先要有这个心愿，我们先要有这样一个选择。
We first need to have this desire and make this choice.
我们先来选择坐在主的脚前听主的话。
We need to choose to sit at His feet and hear His word.
第二，要以基督耶稣的心为心，我们也要来明白基督耶稣的心。
Secondly, we also need to come and understand His word.
我们知道神实在愿意把他的心、把他的心思意念、他的旨意、他的工作来启示给我们。
We know that God is willing to show us His mind, His thoughts, and to reveal to us all the things that He desires, He has in His heart.
但很多时候，我们也承认，虽然我们有心要来明白，但我们还是不能明白神的旨意跟工作。
Oftentimes we do acknowledge we have a heart, we want to understand, but we just cannot understand His work.
好像我们看不见基督耶稣的心。
As if we cannot see the heart and mind of our Lord Jesus.
我想这里至少有一个原因。
Here there's at least one reason.
我们大家都能背的一节圣经说到，神的意念高过人的意念。
There is a verse that we all are able to memorize that for God's thoughts, He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts."
这给我们看见，这里有神的意念。同时也有人的意念。
Here it shows us that man, we have our own thoughts, and God, He has His thoughts.
许多时候，虽然我们是坐在了主的脚前，我们听了主的话，但我们里面人的意念却高过了神的意念。
Sometimes we may be there, sitting at His feet. However, at the same time, we have our own thoughts, which we place higher above God's.
所以好像我们感觉就是听，我们是听见了，但是却不明白。
Yes, it is as if we have heard it, but we have not understand.
因为我们里面人的意念太强了，我们喜欢用我们自己的心思意念来衡量神的心思意念。
Our own thoughts are too strong, and we use our own ideas to compare or to measure God's thoughts.
所以在约翰福音十一当中，我们就开始看到一件事情。
And so in John chapter 11, we come to see something.
就是发生在马大跟玛利亚的弟兄拉撒路身上的。
And this happened upon Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother.
如果我们熟悉这段圣经的时候，我们就知道主要在拉撒路身上成就的一个旨意。
And if you're familiar with the story, you know that God wanted to accomplish a particular will upon Lazarus.
主在拉撒路身上成就的旨意是为着神的荣耀。
God's will upon Lazarus was for God's glory.
是为着要显出主是复活，主是生命。
In order to reveal that He is the resurrection and the life.
但主的门徒，包括马大跟玛利亚，好像都不是很明白神在拉撒路身上的这个旨意。
But upon Mary and Martha and the disciples, it's as if they don't really understand that this was God's will.
所以我们就看到玛利亚在圣经当中说的唯一句话。
And so here we see the only sentence that was recorded in the Bible spoken by Mary.
所以当玛利亚看见主耶稣时，她就说：“你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。”
Mary said to the Lord, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
所以就是这唯一的一句话，但是呢，好像却显出玛利亚在这件事情上面不太明白。
This was the only phrase recorded that Mary spoke. However, it tells us that here she did not completely understand God's will.
因为在玛利亚的心思意念当中，她知道主是使人病得医治的主。
Because in her mind, she understood that our Lord, He is the one who is able to heal and to raise those from the dead.
她的心思意念当中不知道，或者是没有主也是能叫死人复活的主。
Perhaps in her thought, she did not completely understand that this Lord is one who can resurrect people from the dead.
而正是我们里面的这些心思意念阻碍了我们来认识来明白神的旨意。
And so then we want to come to understand His will, or these hinder us from understanding His will.
所以如果我们要来明白神的心思意念的时候，就要首先把我们自己的心思意念能够来放下。
And so for us, in order to understand His thoughts, His will, we need to put our own down.
所以我们就要来思想，我们怎么样子能够让真正让神的意念能够来高过我们的意念呢？
So then our next question, how can we allow His thoughts to be above our own thoughts?
这里我们就看到玛利亚在主面前做了一件事。
Here we see Mary, she did something before the Lord.
虽然她有她自己的心思意念，她的心思意念好像阻挡了她来明白神的心，神的旨意。
Here she had her own thoughts, and these thoughts prevented her from understanding God's will.
但他能够来到主的面前，俯伏在主的脚前。
However, she came before the Lord and fell at His feet.
所以我们不仅愿意来到主的面前，坐在主的脚前，而且我们要俯伏在主的脚前。
Here, not only do we come before Him, not only do we sit at His feet, but we need to fall, prostrate ourselves before Him.
真正俯伏在主的脚前，就是说我们能够来甘心愿意降服在主的面前。存一颗谦卑的心。
When you have prostrated, submitted yourself beneath His feet, that means you have humbled yourself so that you could allow His thoughts to become yours.
因为我们里面有一件事情是阻拦我们能够来认识神的。
Because there is something within us that hinders us from understanding God's will.
我们里面的这个东西就是骄傲。
This thing in us is called pride.
因为这个骄傲是我们天然人里面必有的东西。
This is something that all of us have in our natural beings.
我们人因为骄傲就成为了罪人。
Because we have pride, that is why we are sinners.
我们人因为骄傲就落在了败坏当中。
Because of pride, we have fallen into corruption.
我们人因为骄傲就阻挡了我们来明白神的心意。
Because of pride, we have hindered and we have stumbled God's will.
我们每个人都是骄傲的人。
Every one of us, we are proud people.
我们的内心都是非常的骄傲。
In the depths of our hearts, we are all full of pride.
我们总觉得我的意见比别人的意见好。
We all think our own opinions are better than others.
我的看法呢比别人的好。
My perspective is better than others.
我的做法呢也比别人的好。
And my ways are better than others.
我们一直有一个口号啊。
We all have this particular slogan.
虽然这个口号不一定写在我们的外面。
Even though it may not be written outwardly.
但这个口号一直在我们的里面。
But this slogan is our motto is always inside of us.
这个口号就是除了我的办法没有办法。
That apart from my way, there's no other way.
My way or no way.
My way or no way.
如果我们真的觉得我们不是一个特别骄傲人的话。
If you feel that you are not particularly proud,
可能是因为我们没有太多表现的机会。
It is perhaps you don't have many opportunities to express it.
我们都觉得我们的特别是听 A 就是青少年有很大的问题。
We often feel that our teenagers have a lot of problems.
你跟他们怎么说，他们基本上就不听。
No matter what you say, they don't listen.
我们就眼中这个就很明显的骄傲，为什么到青少年就这么骄傲，什么都不听呢
？And so this is a very natural illustration of pride. Why is it that when we speak to our teenagers, they don't listen?
因为不是从他们从青少年 teenager 才开始学习骄傲的。
It's not something that they just learn because they hit the teenage years.
因为可能他们太小的时候呢，没有太多表现的机会。
It is perhaps that when they were very young, they didn't have too many opportunities to express this.
有的时候呢，我们觉得我们好像不是那么骄傲。
So perhaps you might think that you're not very proud.
因为我们很多时候好像显得不是这么骄傲，是因为我们被谦卑了。Be humbled.
Oh, oftentimes it is perhaps we don't think we're too proud because we have been humbled.
我们不是谦卑，我们很多的时候是被谦卑。
It's not that we are humbled, that we have been humbled.
我想我们知道这个的差别。
You perhaps know the difference.
我们人实在不知道不认识我们里面的骄傲。
We don't really truly understand the pride within us.
或者别人也看不到我们里面的骄傲。
Or that perhaps others don't see the pride in us.
但是神能清楚地看到。
However, God sees it clearly.
诗篇138篇里面有一节圣经说到。
Psalms 138, there is a verse that tells us.
说神从远处看出骄傲的人。
The haughty he knows from afar.
神虽然在高处，在远处，但仍能看出我们这些骄傲的人。
Though man may be very far away, from very far away, God will see it.
这里说到我们人的骄傲的程度跟高度可以达到穹苍。
And so that is why the Bible it tells us that man's pride is so lofty it reaches to the heavens.
愿意我们都能够来到主的面前。当我们看见主的时候，都能够来谦卑下来。
May all of us, when we come before the Lord, come before His feet, may we all humble ourselves.
圣经里所有真正看见神的人，都是马上俯伏在主的面前的。
All those in the Bible who truly saw God, immediately they fell at His feet.
没有一个人，当他真正看见神的时候，他还可以站立得住。
Not one person, when they really saw God, could they stand on their own feet.
愿我们都能像玛利亚一样，她不仅选择来到主的面前，坐在主的脚前。
May we be like Mary, not only choose to sit at His feet,
而且能够俯伏在主的脚前，能够完全的降服下来。
But may we also fall prostrate before Him to completely submit ourselves before Him.
所以愿意当我们每次看见主的时候，我们就能够来谦卑俯伏下来。
So every time when we see our Lord, may we humble ourselves, prostrate ourselves at His feet.
当我们越能谦卑俯伏的时候，我们就越能够来倒空我们的自己。
The more you're able to fall and prostrate yourself before Him, the more you're able to empty yourself.
我们就越能放下我们自己里面自己的心思意念。
The more you're then able to put down your own thoughts and your own mind.
主的心思意念就能够越多地充满我们。
And then His mind, His thoughts can fill us.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
God gives grace to the humble.
弟兄在前一阵，也提醒我们。
Our brothers have also reminded us previously.
谦卑是所有一切属灵恩赐福赐的一个土壤。
That humility is the soil of all the other characteristics.
如果我们没有谦卑这个土壤，
我们就没有办法得到任何属灵的福气，没有办法能够享受到属灵的恩典。
Without the soil of humility, we cannot experience any of the other spiritual blessings.
愿我们在主面前有一个谦卑的灵，好让主常常向我们施恩。
May we often have a spirit of humility so that He could show us grace.
玛利亚那天她谦卑俯伏在主脚前的时候，虽然她对主的心意认识不足。
There, Mary fell at the feet of our Lord, even though in her understanding she did not completely understand our Lord.
但因着她在主面前能够谦卑俯伏，主就施恩给她。
But because she was willing, in humbling herself before the Lord showed her grace.
主借着使拉撒路从死里复活，叫她明白主是复活，主是生命。
The Lord allowed Lazarus to resurrect from the dead so that they may all come to understand that He is the life, He is the resurrection.
叫她明白，只有经过死而复活才能得着荣耀。
So that she could come to understand that only that which goes through death can gain glory.
叫她能够更多的明白神的心意。
So that she could more understand God's will and mind.
正因为她对主的认识的加增。
And now because her understanding had increased.
她才有了圣经当中被记载的第三段经历。
Now we have the third recording in the Bible.
这第三个玛利亚和主的故事是发生在逾越节的前六天。
And we do know that this happened 6 days before the Passover.
也就是主耶稣被钉十字架的前六天。
And this was six days before our Lord was crucified.
主耶稣来到伯大尼。
Our Lord Jesus came to Bethany.
如果我们读得不仔细的话，我们就理所当然地认为主耶稣每次到伯大尼就会到马大、玛利亚、拉撒路的家里坐席。
If you're not very careful in reading, you may perhaps think that every time our Lord Jesus comes to Bethany, he will go to the house of Martha to eat and to rest.
但这里给我们看到主这次在伯大尼，他是到长大麻风的西门的家里坐席。
But here, if you read it carefully, we find that our Lord Jesus came to the house of Simon the leper.
而不是在玛利亚的家里。
And not at Mary's house.
我们在感恩节的时候，我们弟兄姐妹都愿意聚在一起，来一同数算主的恩典。
During Thanksgiving, as brothers and sisters, we're all willing to come together and to count His blessings.
但我们每次好像理所当然认为这些感恩节的聚会就应该在玛利亚的家里。
And so every time we take it for granted that these meetings and feasts should be at Mary's house.
我们为着在我们当中愿意经常开放的家庭，我们感谢主。
And so for those people who often open up their homes, we thank the Lord for them.
但主在这里也给我们看到，其实主也非常的喜欢在西门的家里坐席。
However, here we need to see that our Lord also delighted in going to Simon the leper's house to feast.
所以我们也要为着西门来感谢主。
And so for Simon, we thank the Lord as well.
所以今年教会的弟兄们也盼望在我们的当中。
And so this year, our brothers hope that among us,
不仅有玛利亚来打开家，也有西门愿意来打开家。
Not only was Mary open up her house, but Simon would open up his house.
在感恩节来接待弟兄姐妹一同坐席。
So that during Thanksgiving, we can all come together and feast.
其实这个是一件非常有福的事情。
This is something that is greatly blessed.
当西门来接待主坐席的那一天。
On that day when Simon opened up his house for the Lord,
西门的屋里，西门的家里就充满了香气。
Simon's house was filled with perfume.
它充满了门主悦纳的香气。
It was a fragrance that allowed the Lord to accept it.
当主耶稣那一日在西门家坐席的时候，
That day when our Lord Jesus was feasting at the house of Simon the leper,
玛利亚就拿了一瓶极贵重的香膏。
Mary brought a very costly vial of alabaster perfume.
她趁耶稣坐席的时候就浇在主的头上。
And so while the Lord Jesus was seated there, she poured it over his head.
玛利亚坐在主身上的这件事，主说是一件美事。
And what Mary did for the Lord, our Lord said that this is something good that she has done.
这件事每到一个程度，主来告诉他的门徒说，普天之下无论在什么地方传着福音，也要述说这个女人所行的，做个纪念。
It was such a good deed to such a degree that our Lord Jesus said to his disciples that wherever the gospel is preached in this world, whole world, that this, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
我们的主不会叫人来纪念人所做的任何的事情。
Our Lord will not remind people to remember what people have done.
无论是任何伟大的事情，无论是好事或者是善事。
No matter how great or how good it is.
主要我们来纪念的只有神的旨意和神的工作。
But what He wants us to remember is that which is His will and His work.
我们所做的如果能够被主纪念，是因为我们在神的旨意和神的工作当中。
If the Lord remembers what we have done, it is because it is His will and it is His work.
玛利亚所做的他们能主的纪念只有一个原因。
Here, what Mary has done, it is remembered by the Lord because of only one reason.
就是他所做的是在神的旨意和神的工作当中。
Because what she has done was within God's will and work.
主说他所做的将玉瓶里的香膏浇在他头上是为着他安葬做的。
He said that what she has done in pouring out the perfume from the alabaster jar is in preparation for my burial.
主的安葬是在神的旨意和工作当中。
Because his burial is within God's will and work.
因着玛利亚她能够明白神的旨意跟工作。
Because Mary understood our Lord's will and work.
她才能把自己放在神的旨意跟工作当中。
She was able to place herself within God's will and work.
这样她在主身上做的才能够蒙主的纪念。
So that is why what she was able to do allowed God to remember it.
主为什么说普天之下无论在什么地方传着福音也要述说这个女人所行的呢？
Why is it that our Lord said wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her?
神的福音是为着神的旨意和神的工作。
God's gospel is for God's will and work.
神的福音不是为着人。
God's gospel is not for man.
或者说神的福音不应该仅仅停在人的身上。
Or perhaps we should put it this way, that God's gospel is not merely to stop at just man.
不错，神的福音是叫一切相信主耶稣的人能够来得到永远的生命。
Yes, indeed, his gospel is so that man can gain eternal life.
但神的福音不能只停在叫人得永生为止。
However, it is not just for man to gain eternal life.
我们每个人得到这个永远的生命是为着神的旨意。
We have gained eternal life for His will.
我们得到的这个生命是为了让我们能够来有份于神的旨意。
We now have eternal life so that we have a portion in God's will.
神的福音是为着主耶稣。
His gospel is for the sake of our Lord Jesus.
所以主要他的门徒传福音的时候要述说玛利亚所行的。
And so that is why when He wanted the gospel preached through His disciples, they will speak of what Mary has done.
要述说福音是为着神的旨意是为着主耶稣。
That when we speak of the gospel, it is for our Lord Jesus.
哥林多后书五章十四节说道
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 14 to 15, it tells us,
一人既替众人死
for because one has died, therefore all died.
这个是主替我们众人死。
Our Lord has died for all of us.
这个我们都很清楚，我们都有经历。
We are all very familiar with this. We've all experienced it.
但福音并没有停在这里。
However, the gospel does not stop here.
下面还有一句。
There's another phrase.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
He died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
神的福音不仅救我们不死。
His gospel is not only so that we would not taste death.
神的福音更是让我们知道我们应该怎样活。
His gospel also teaches us of how we are to live.
神救我们不死是为了叫我们为主而活。
He saved us so that we, it's not that we would not taste death, but so that we would no longer live for ourselves.
是叫我们活着为主。
That we would live for him.
是叫我们活着是为着神的旨意。是为着有份于神的旨意。
So that we would live for his will, so that we would have a portion in his will.
这就是玛利亚所做的。
This is what Mary did.
这在神眼中是一件美事。
This in God's eyes is a good deed.
这就是主所要纪念的为主而活。
This is what causes him to remember because we have lived for him.
但很稀奇，玛利亚做的这件美事除了门主悦纳纪念之外，好像其他的所有的人都有意见。
It's amazing because here, apart from our Lord who wanted to remember this deed, among all of the disciples, they all had an opinion about this.
他们都很不喜悦，他们都说何必这样枉费呢？
Nobody liked it. They were indignant and said, "Why this waste?"
他说这个香膏可以卖很多的钱来救济穷人。
They said you could sell this for a high price and give the money to the poor.
在主的眼中是一件美事。
In the eyes of our Lord, this was a good deed.
但在人的眼中看来却是一个枉费。
And yet, in the eyes of man, this was a waste.
主在这里向每个人问一个问题。
And so the Lord here is asking all of us a question.
我们玉瓶里的香膏是不是都浇在了主的头上？
The costly perfume in our alabaster jars, have we all poured it out on his head?
我们玉瓶里的香膏是不是都愿意浇在主的头上？
Are we willing to pour out the perfume on the head of our Lord?
我们有没有觉得浇在主的头上，或者完全浇在主的头上，是一个枉费？
Do we feel that it is a waste to pour a portion or even all of it out on Him?
我们玉瓶里的香膏是不是还有其他更好的用处？
Or do we have some other use for the perfume that we have in our jars?
只有当我们看见了主的宝贵和主的价值之后，
Only when we see His preciousness and His value.
只有当我们看到我们地上所有的一切，包括我们的生活，包括我们的服饰，没有一件事的价值是超过主的时候，
Only when we see that there's nothing else that we have in this earth, including our services, that it cannot surpass the value of our Lord.
只有当我们有这样一个认识看见的时候，我们绝不会认为在主身上是一个枉费。
Only when we see this can we come to understand that pouring it out on our Lord is not a waste.
因为用在主的身上的价值远远超过其他的一切。
Because using it on our Lord far surpasses the value of everything else.
我们可能为着保留我们的自己，不愿意打破这个玉瓶。
Perhaps we're still protecting ourselves, that we're not willing to break open this jar.
我们也可能愿意来打开这个玉瓶，但是是为着一些我们认为不是枉费的事情。
Or perhaps you are willing to open up this jar. However, you want to use it only on a few things that you think are valuable.
但只有当我们认识到主的宝贵跟主的价值的时候，
However, once you come to understand His value and His worth,
我们才会单单的为着主。
Then you would do this only for the Lord.
我们才会单单的为着主，愿意来打开
Then you would be willing to open up and break open your jar just for him.
我们才会愿意把玉瓶当中的香膏完全没有保留地浇在主的头上。
Then you would be willing to completely empty that jar entirely for him.
因为这个绝不是一个枉费。
Because this will never be a waste.
玛利亚能蒙主纪念，蒙主悦纳。
Mary was remembered and accepted before the Lord.
是因为她能坐在主的脚前。
Because she could sit at his feet.
是因为她能俯伏在主的脚前。
Because she could fall and prostrate herself before his
feet. 是因为她能明白主的心意。
And because she could understand his heart and mind.
她以基督耶稣的心为心。
She had the mind of Christ as her own mind.
她为着神的旨意，她没有任何的保留。
She did not withhold anything for the sake of the will of God.
她为着神的旨意，她没有任何的比较。
For the will of God, she had no other comparison.
她把她玉瓶里的香膏完全单单的就浇在主的头上。
She completely poured out everything in her alabaster jar upon the head of our Lord.
今天神要我们以基督耶稣的心为心。
Today He calls us that we are to have the mind of Christ.
要我们的心思意念被基督耶稣的心思意念所充满。
We are to be, our minds are supposed to be filled with His mind.
主要我们来为他而活。
And God wants us to live for Him.
主要我们一生的年月有份于他的旨意和他的工作。
He wants all our days to have a portion and to be connected with His will, His work.
我们求主赐给我们这样一个恩典。
May the Lord give us grace.
叫我们拣选那一件不可少的。
So that we may choose that which is necessary.
坐在主的脚前。
To sit at His feet.
叫我们从一切其他的地方起来，重新回到主的脚前。
To rise up from our own places and to once again come before His feet.
我们也求主给我们一颗谦卑的心。
We also ask that He would give us a humble heart.
除去我们里面的骄傲。
And cast out the pride from within us.
好让我们能够来俯伏在主的脚前。
So that we can prostrate ourselves before Him.
来倒空我们自己人的心思意念。
And empty ourselves of our own thoughts and ideas.
能够明白主的心思意念。
And come to understand His will, His mind.
我们更要求主，让我们能够来看见主的宝贵跟主的价值。
And we ask that He would show us His worth and His value.
不是以为枉费。
So and not think of it as a waste.
而是甘心乐意的把我们的玉瓶里的香膏完全的浇在主的头上，来蒙主的纪念。
That, but voluntarily pour out all the perfume upon His feet, so that it would be remembered by Him.
圣经提到玛利亚玉瓶中的香膏值三四两。
And the Bible tells us that this costly perfume was worth about 30 shekels of silver.
有一个孩子问，为什么是三十两？
A child once asked, why is it 30 pieces?
我想玛利亚会回答说，
I think perhaps Mary would reply.
因为她没有四十两银子的香膏。
because that she did not have 40 pieces of silver worth of perfume.
如果她有，她也要全部交在主的头上。
If she had it, she would have given it all to the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，你愿意来对我们来说话。
Lord, we're so thankful because you are willing to speak to us.
我们愿意来承认我们向着你是何等的缺乏，何等的不足，我们对你有何等的保留。
And Lord, we do acknowledge that we do fall so short, that we have not given everything, we have withheld so much from you.
我们求你给我们这样一个悔改的心，给我们一个撕裂心肠的悔改。
Give us a repentant heart, one that is contrite.
让我们在你面前是一个流泪的悔改。
So that we would truly repent with tears.
让我们能够来从其他的地方出来，能够来重新坐在主的脚前。
That we would rise up from various other places and once again sit at your feet.
让我们愿意有一个谦卑的心，能够俯伏在主的脚前。
Give us a humble heart so that we would prostrate ourselves before your feet.
不是以为枉费，愿意把我们玉瓶里的香膏完全的能够来浇在主的头上。
Not thinking it as a waste to pour out our entire vial of perfume before you.
我们愿意来答应你这样向着我们的呼召。
Lord, we do want to respond to such of your calling.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
We do want to have the mind of Christ.
让我们的心思意念是被基督耶稣的心思意念来充满。
We want our mind to be filled with the mind of Christ.
让我们都能够起来，能够来为主而活。
So that we would all rise up and live for our Lord.
能够像我们的主一样，使荣耀归于父神。
So that we would be like you, so that we would give you all the glory all to the Father.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.